right, I'm recording. How's it going, everybody? James World of Floaters here, coming at you live with a new video about bromelain. Now, it's been about 6 months since the last time I posted about bromelain, and I got a lot of comments, and I want to go over some of those comments with you all here in this video and just discuss the bromelain and basically give you my review on how I feel it is helping me 6 months later from when I first started taking the bromelain. So let's go ahead and get started with this video. And also, if you can, if you got the time, and I respect your time, but I know we're all in quarantine right now, watch this video to the very end. It greatly helps the channel. Leave a like, leave a comment. Let's vibe out with each other, talk and discuss some things. I like to see everybody in the comments communicating with each other. That's great. And also, before we get started, I want to say and put out good energy for you all during this pandemic. Let's just keep the faith and energy high. As long as we do that, then you know for sure we'll get by. And let's get started. So this right here is the pineapple enzyme bromelain video where, as you can see, it has amassed a whopping 4,900 views. And this video, you know, actually gave me a lot of subscribers. When I first put out this video, I believe I had about 100 subscribers, and now I have 336. A whopping 336. Sorry, I am not sure why I'm doing that voice, but anyways, I'm very proud of that 336. It would be nice to get that up to 1,000, but hey, let's go ahead and dive into some of these comments and let's talk and discuss about the bromelain. All right, so we got Mr. Ruby IX Official. And by the way, everybody, I'm going to be freestyling this video. I've been wanting to put out some new content for a while now, and I figured, hey, you know, with my time being limited because I'm working basically 6 days a week, this will be the easiest way for me to get new valuable information out to you, the viewer. I hope you do appreciate it, and I hope you like it. Follow the Instagram at World of Floaters, and I'm on there as well. Anyways, back to the comments here. So, Mr. Ruby IX Official, keep doing what you're doing. You're making a difference. Thank you. I appreciate it greatly, and I'm definitely going to keep on doing what I'm doing. It's been 4 months now. Any updates about bromelain? Have any of your floaters dissolved? That is a great question. And I will have to say that I believe that eye floaters over time, as they are, they sink to the bottom of your eye. So as long as the eye floaters are sinking to the bottom of your eye, eventually it's going to be out of your field of vision. And that's going to be great for you because I know the eye floater is bothersome, and that's basically what you want. Looks like the music is going to switch here. Let me just go ahead and do that before a crazy ad pops in. I got some non-copyright music playing right now. I like listening to the lo-fi chill beats. Definitely puts me in a good mood and good spirit. And by the way, as that pertains to eye floaters, what you always want to do is stay in a good mood and good spirits and do things that make you happy. Now, I know a lot of you, you know, have hard times and you get depressed because of the eye floaters, but just always remember keeping yourself in good spirits, doing things that make yourself happy, that will help you not focus on the eye floaters. As long as you're not focusing on the eye floaters, that will help you so greatly in getting by with the eye floaters. But do keep in mind, you want to do things that help you cope with them as well, such as taking bromelain. And also, to answer the question of the last comment here about having the eye floaters dissolve because of the bromelain, I believe some of them that have not floated to the bottom became more translucent. Is that the word? Or transparent? Just basically, I'm able to see through them a lot more. And that's because the bromelain, what it does is breaks down the clumped up protein. So for the eye floaters that have not floated to the bottom of the eye, because I have a lot of them in both eyes, I have like too many to count. Sometimes people ask me like, how many eye floaters do you got? Honestly, I don't know. But I do know when I see a difference. And 6 months into taking bromelain, I definitely believe that there is a difference. And I'm going to keep on taking it. And It's a supplement. It's just like taking your vitamins each and every day. Do you take vitamin C every day? I do, especially during this pandemic. I'm definitely taking vitamin C every day. A lot of the doctors talk about all these vaccines and medicines that they want to put out, but nobody talks about immunity and boosting your immunity. Well, I want to boost my ability to see through these eye floaters, so that's why I take bromelain each and every day. Oh, and by the way, I will have a link at the bottom of this video where you could purchase this bromelain. If it's not on there now when you look, it might be tomorrow, so give me a few. I applied for an affiliate link with Vitamin Shop, so hopefully they approve me. If not, then hey, it is what it is, but you'll be able to help the channel if you purchase it through my link. I'll get like a small commission, like literally like 2%, but anything helps. I'm trying to save up for a new computer so that I could put more information out there for you guys. And also, if you want to leave a donation, I'll leave the Venmo and Cash App information, as well as other ways maybe you can donate and tip as well, because I don't have that super cool super chat feature for live videos. Anyways, all right, let's move on. I'm going to go through a few more of these comments, and I may not be able to get through all of these comments because there's a lot of them. I was very surprised how many views and comments and likes this video got. Very excited about that. But 125 comments. Whoa. Shout out to Sarah Sands. She's always showing love. Kiss Honey. There's a question on here that I really thought was a good question. Hi, and thanks for your videos. I'm doing some research because I'm having floaters on my left eye. I have heard one person cured floaters with Ocudyne too. Can you please review it? Kiss Honey. I'll definitely check out Ocudyne. I haven't actually heard of Ocudyne. I'll check it out for you and see what it's all about. I like literally have no idea what Ocudyne is right now. You know what? How about this? How about we search it live on this video right now? Let's copy it. All right, let's add a new tab. Look how slow my computer is, guys. That's why I need a new computer. I need faster processor. That way I could do live streams, right? All right, let's see. Ocudyne. All right. Oh, what do you know, everybody? I turned off the Wi-Fi. Check it out. No internet. I just tried to look up Ocudyne too. I didn't realize that. How embarrassing that I did that in this video that I'm surely going to post because I'm really digging it. Anyways, let's go through some more of these comments before we wrap this video up, because we're almost at 10 minutes and I respect all of your time, and I appreciate you watching this. Hopefully you stayed with me for this long so far. Let's get to some of the questions here. All right, Israel B. And if I skip over your comment, it's nothing personal. Let me just shout out everybody. Chris Forbes, shout out. Abel Paulo. Ooh, I'm going to mess up some names. Carvajo. Thank you for your video. You know what? I want to read this. Thank you for your video. In your opinion, what would be the best dosage per day of bromelain for floaters? Great question. Great comment. Well, let me just go ahead and start off by telling you this. These are 500 milligram bromelain pills. And as directions say, take one capsule up to twice daily, preferably with meals. So I do exactly what the directions say. Now, if you want them to last a little longer, you know, maybe you can take it once a day. But, you know, just like any other vitamins, you don't want to take too much of it, you know, desperately trying to get rid of your floaters, taking five a day. That's definitely not the way. I wouldn't do that. It's not like if you want to wake up, you're going to drink five cups of coffee. Well, then again, anyways. All right, back to the comments. How many capsules a day? All right, we just talked about that. Thanks for this. You're welcome, Jim Bean. Can you make a vid on CBD oil? Yes, I definitely can make a video on CBD oil. That's a great idea. Maybe next video will be about that. Any floaters dissolve? We talked about that. Alex, hey, man, I have iFloaters too, and they've been really annoying. I started taking bromelain about 5 days ago, and I will let you know about my process. Cool, man. Yes, please let me know. I have to eat pineapple and bromelain pills together. Oh, man. That's a good one right there. No, because the bromelain actually comes from the hard part of the pineapple. So it'd be better if you take the actual tablet, or you'll just be eating a whole bunch of pineapple fruit every day. And I personally would get tired of eating so much pineapple. So the tablet works perfect for me, and I think it would work perfect for you. And again, everybody, this is all personal opinion. To let you all know, I'm not a doctor. I'm just somebody who has experienced iFloaters for the last 4 years. And, you know, so I'm just sharing my experience with you all and hoping that, you know, you're gaining something from these videos. Well, everybody, I got to say, we're at 11 minutes right now, and I want to keep this video nice, short, and sweet. I hope that you appreciate these updates, and this is my 6-month update on bromelain pills. I will surely keep you all updated as things go on. The more information I find and the new methods that I figure out, and I'll let you know what's working with me. Again, everybody, follow me on Instagram, World of Floaters. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, like, comment, subscribe as always. Subscribe to the podcast. I'll be uploading this in audio form on the podcast. And I think that's all, everybody. I appreciate you watching, and thank you so much for just joining me here today. And I want to put out great energy for you all during these crazy times with the pandemic. And I hope you all are well. And I'll talk to you soon. Out.